If you're listening to nothing but the best of internet marketing talk, then you're listening to The David Conley Show. And here's your host, David Conley.
Hello there. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's so good to be here. David Conley here once again, giving you another fun-packed edition of The David Conley Show, DCRadioNetwork.com. This week, I'm going to kind of continue from the theme last week. Thank you so much for your emails. That was fantastic, Ola. Had some nice feedback, and I do appreciate that, you know. Now, last week was all about how to get out of the starting blocks from zero. It was all advice for people who are just trying, maybe for the first time, to promote themselves on the web. Or to promote their businesses on the web. And it was, I like to think it was full of some good tips. This week, I'm going to be giving you what I happen to think is a cool wee technique for promoting any business online with a budget of nothing. Yes, you heard me, people. Nothing, zilch, nil pois, absolutely nothing. So that's pretty much what the vibe is today. Now, this technique that I'm about to give you is something that I hate to sound cocky, but I think I am the inventor. I'm not aware of anyone else who does this. I'm sure there are other people who do this. But nevertheless, this is something that I personally use. And you know the funny thing, I'm not being cocky, but as I speak, this could change. But right now, I do not advertise anywhere online or offline. I don't do Facebook. I have a Twitter account, but I don't use it. I don't do any sort of affiliate marketing. I don't send spam emails. I don't do telesales. And my entire advertising budget is practically nothing. And by the way, I don't rely on search engines or even word of mouth as well. So today I'm going to be showing you and telling you exactly what I do. And by the end of this show, you know, I don't know if you're going to try the technique or not, but if I can at least get it into your mind that there are actually lots of things you can do to bring in business via the web, and you do not need to have a high budget at all, or any budget. So this is quite exciting. I'm so happy to be here. Now, let me give you the theory behind this. Supposing I was, let me have a think here. In fact, I'm going to use a kind of concrete example. This one is for Rebecca. Okay. Now, Rebecca's been in touch. She listened to last week's show, and she's starting off with a website promoting her husband's business. Now, what he does is he fits carpets. Can you handle it? And he also fits floors and things like that, you know. He is basically the flooring guy, okay? And Rebecca is now working for him. So I want you to imagine that you are Rebecca, okay? And you've now got this task of promoting this business, this carpet fitting business on the web, and you have a budget of nothing. Now, I don't know, I'm sure Rebecca doesn't have a budget of nothing, but let's just be harsh on ourselves, right? Now, if you were to send emails out to people which said something like, "Hi there, we are a carpet fitting company. Please buy from us. Ding, 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 ding." Or something like that. Do you think that that would go down well? Yes or no? I mean, generally speaking, would that be intelligent marketing? That's right, people. The answer is no. You see, let me tell you a wee truth of life. People don't want your emails. They definitely don't want spammy, salesy emails. That's just one way to, well, frankly, one way to annoy people. So, as I'll move on. I'm so excited, even my lips can't move properly. So, email is kind of a downer, you know? It's bottom of the pile, or, you know, lower end of the spectrum, or whatever. It's a very crude and kind of rubbish way of trying to sell your stuff. Now, moving up the spectrum, what if you were to phone someone? Actually get on the telephone and say, hey, hello, my name is blankety blank and I work for blankety blank blank. Please buy our stuff. How would that go down? Well, I think that, would you like to have that kind of phone call? Chances are you probably wouldn't. So telesales is also kind of miserable. What about cold calling or dishing out leaflets or something like that? Well, I've tried this. I was doing that back in the mid-1990s when I first started out. And you can actually have some success with that. Believe it or not, it does seem to work in some instances. But let's face it, you know, walking about the streets, posting leaflets, banging on people's doors, it's hardly the dream lifestyle that you probably imagined when you got into this stuff, right? Okay, so our challenge is we need to find a way of talking to potential customers in a way that won't annoy, well, it just won't annoy them. And I almost swore there. I'm determined not to swear on this show, you know, and I have to tell you, it's not easy for a guy like me. I do hope you appreciate that. Anyway, we're trying to get in touch with potential clients in a way which won't annoy them and which won't cost any money and which won't require tons and tons of horrible work, you know, pacing up and down and bashing doors and all that. So what do you do? Well, let me tell you what you do. Let me tell you. What the vibe is you find other businesses who are already in bed with the kind of people you want to do business with. Now, not literally in bed, okay? You know what I'm saying here. You want to find other businesses who are already enjoying happy and fruitful relationships with your potential customers. Now, if you're Rebecca, who hopefully is going to be listening to this, you might be saying, well, what are you talking about? You know, I want to sell carpets to members of the public. I'm not into the whole business-to-business thing. Well, when you think about it, think about carpet fitting for a moment, okay? You know, laying floors and all of that kind of stuff. Now, see the people who get carpets laid down in their homes. Do you think it's possible, in fact, maybe even probable, that when they're getting those carpets fitted, the chances are that they've perhaps had other things in their house done around about that time as well? For example, do you think it's possible that maybe they had the living room painted? Do you think it's possible that they maybe had some joinery work done round about that time? Maybe a wee bit of plumbing? Maybe they got the kitchen done up and now this is just the finishing touch they're going to do up the living room. Can you see where I'm going here? People generally don't just get their carpet fitted out of the blue and say, right, that's us, the carpet is fitted, goodbye. That's not how it works. I mean, you know, I don't have carpets at home, but I speculate that if I was doing that kind of thing, I would probably be buying furniture and getting all sorts of decorating done and all of that at the same time. This is key here. This is key. So what I'm saying to you is rather than, you know, trodding the streets trying to find these people who are perhaps going to be interested in getting carpets fitted, Why not save yourself tons of hassle and team up with people who already have those relationships? How cool is that? So check this out, right? Question. Now, if you accept my premise, and I hope you do, that there's already joiners and painter and decorators and plumbers and kitchen fitters and all sorts of kind of home renovation people who could potentially hook you up with customers really easy and effortlessly, right? Here's a question. Could you easily find 100 joiners, say, in your area? Well, if you've got access to the web, the answer is of course you could. All right, they might not necessarily be in your, around the corner from you, but we do have a thing called Google, and for that matter, Yahoo, Bing, and other search engines are available. You can just head right on in and you can do a search for joiners and then put your area in, and there you go, you'll have thousands of results, you know. You can do the same with painter and decorators. You can go on the search engines and search for plumbers and all of these different businesses who are potentially going to be on board with your customers. You see? You can see where I'm going here, right? So I put it to you that you could easily, actually in minutes, you could head to the web, do those searches, and find those companies. They are out there and they are dying to talk to people like you. Okay? Now, what do you do when you find them? This is where the magic comes in, people. Hang tough, hang tough. Remember how I says right at the start that when you send an email to someone and you basically say buy my stuff, it doesn't go down well. Telesales is miserable, leaflets is miserable, we haven't got time to go to the front door. So what do you do? Well, let me lay it on the line. It's all about perception and perception of value, to be more specific. You see, there's a strange little phenomenon which I have observed over the last few years. And the phenomenon is that whilst people hate spam emails and phone calls and all of that stuff, they hate having people chapping their doors. I've done all of these things, believe me, okay? People aren't wanting that. But the strange thing is whilst they hate all of that, people love video. I don't know why, but for some reason, people absolutely love video. It seems to have a kind of novelty factor. It's something which is non-intrusive, but it's more engaging than just an email or a leaflet or something like that. So what we want to do is get in touch with all of those businesses I was talking about. Or even those potential customers, you can do that if you want. This works for any kind of business to business model, you know. And as I'm explaining, if you're a business to kind of member of the public type character, then you can use this as well. Because remember, I'm talking about hooking up with businesses who are already on board with your clients. Okay. I'm sorry about all of these pauses. I'm kind of recovering from a cold here. Can you believe it? I was working from the beach the other day. Lately, I've taken to the kind of mobile laptop lifestyle, and I've been traveling here, there, and everywhere. And just over at the weekend, I was at the beach, but I'm not sure if it was such a good idea because it wasn't that hot, you know. But in any event. Let's go on. We're talking about video. You've got to send some videos out to your prospects or to the businesses who are going to be talking to your prospects. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, I can't do videos. I don't have a video recorder. I don't have the confidence to go on screen. I don't have a set. I don't have the software. And hey, I thought this was supposed to be the zero budget kind of marketing lesson here. Well, actually, you don't need to have a fancy video recorder. You don't need any video recorder. You don't need any fancy filming sets. You don't need any fancy microphones. And as far as presentational skills go, well, look at me. I'm here and talking away. And, you know, I have this kind of crazy, outlandish Glaswegian accent. I'm hardly the most Hollywood character you ever spoke to, but I do just fine, you know. People don't really seem to worry about that stuff, you know. The people who listen to this show and the people who are out there generally, they're fairly cool, you know, especially if it's the business community. People aren't going to worry too much about these wee loose ends, you know. So here's what I'm saying to you. Recording video and sending it out is very, very easy. And if you do this, if you follow my advice, geez, wait till you see what happens. It is fantasticola. Now, the good news is that the kind of videos that you should be sending out aren't videos of, you know, you wearing all suited up, dressed like a newsreader, and on a set with makeup and all that, and doing some super slick presentation. Truth of the matter is, those kind of videos, and I've tried them, actually aren't that effective. What we want to get is a nice, humble video, which basically shows people what you do on a very sort of human level, okay? So here's the vibe. You may have heard of screen recording software, okay? Now, this is software you can get, usually very inexpensive as well, and this software records everything that's going on the screen, okay? Now, for example, with me, I don't know, sometimes I used to go in front of the camera, but now I don't bother. So when I'm doing and sending one of these videos out, I'll just record my website homepage. Maybe I'll record like a picture of me, you know, just a still photo. But generally, when I'm recording these videos, what you're looking at is the computer screen. That's what people see. So the idea is that you go right on to your computer, you hit the record button, and you start talking. Now, I said that this is going to be on a zero budget. If you have a laptop, chances are you've got a built-in microphone already. But if you want to be super slick, you can pick up a wee microphone for a few pounds. And here's a newsflash. Some of those cheap microphones, the very, very cheap ones you can pick up in the supermarkets, they are just fine. Don't worry about it. You don't have to be the next George Lucas here, okay? So basically, you record your screen. Now, let's go back to the carpet fitting example. And, I do hope you're listening, Rebecca. This one is especially for you. What you do is you hit record. And when you hit record, you're looking at your website homepage. Can you handle it? And you make a very short video, no more than 3 minutes. And your video goes like this. Check it out. Video goes. Hey, how are you doing? This is Rebecca here from Blankety Blank Blank. Listen, I checked out your website. I have personally checked out your website. And I want to say, I think what you guys are doing is fantastic. Now, the reason I'm getting in touch is because I happen to have a carpet fitting business. And we're covering the kind of areas that you guys are covering. So I've been thinking that maybe we could kind of join forces. So, you know, if I happen to have any clients who are looking for painters and decorators, maybe I could pass them on to you. And maybe if you have some clients, you could pass them on to me. But basically, I have some really cool ideas for some stuff we could do. And yes, I would be delighted to give you some kind of kickback with that. So please contact me. I really think we could do some cool things together. My number is at the bottom of this screen. You can see my number here, and I do hope to hear from you. Thanks for your time, and gee, I hope we can talk soon. Bye. End of video. So, how easy was that? Just a wee short video, and you're sending it out. Now, believe me, if you send that kind of message out to, let's say, 100 joiners, 100 painter and decorators, 100 kitchen and bathroom fitters, you know, 100 plasterers, and all of those different people, maybe 100 people who install boilers and all that, all of these people who are kind of in the same field as you, but not necessarily the same thing. Question, do you think some of them are going to respond positively to that? You bet. Now, here's another question. Do you think anyone else is sending them videos like that? Do you think they're getting, like, you know, dozens of videos like that every week? No way. They're not. Nobody's using this technique. And I know that because I'm the guy who invented it. Okay, you won't find it in any books or anything. So if you send those videos out, you're going to get a much more positive response than if you just, you know, send them a spammy email or phone them or something like that. You're going to get a fantastic response. Now, let's say, for example, that you have, geez, let's say you send out 500 of these to 500 different people. Now, I can tell you that it's perfectly reasonable to expect something like a 20 to 30% conversion rate on this stuff. People love video. It is unbelievable, and I can't stress this enough. In fact, when you send these things out, when people get back, the first thing they normally say is, oh, thanks for sending that video to me. I mean, it's amazing. The whole psychology changes. Instead of giving them some spammy stuff, you're giving them something that is of value. People love video. They value video. So you can expect a 20 to 30% conversion rate easily. That's at least what I think and what my experience has been. So if you send out to 500 people, that means that you're going to have 100 businesses out there who day in and day out are going to be talking to the kind of people you want to hire. And how easy is it going to be for them to say to the, you know, the customers, the homeowners, hey Charlie, congratulations on getting your hallway painted. You thinking about fitting a carpet in here over the next few weeks? Because I happen to know this guy who is really brilliant at fitting carpets, and you know, he's got someone on his team called Rebecca. She's super cool, and they have told me that they're willing to give a wee discount if I recommend them and you say that I'd recommended them. So here's their card. Let me tell you, these people do a fantastic job. If you have your home decorated, if you're thinking about, you know, doing the next thing and getting a carpet fit, here's the card. Tell them that I recommended you. You'll be just fine. Now, that's, people, I've just given you an everybody is a winner situation. The people who are the potential customers of yours are going to be delighted. They've had an insider recommendation, possibly a wee tempting discount to get them in there. You know what I mean? Wee discount. Yes, yes, yes. The person who recommended you, they're going to feel good, and I would strongly urge you to give them a generous kickback. If you're not willing to do that, if you're too tight, you shouldn't be in business. Okay? The people who I know who do well in business, we help each other, and often we do it free of charge even. But, you know, it's good to kind of spread the love and all of that stuff. You know, there's no harm in that at all. And I think that if you can give them a wee incentive, a wee financial incentive, then that's cool. I'm contradicting myself because I talked about doing things free of charge, but you know what I mean here, okay? I'm just talking about being open to the idea of perhaps getting other people doing all the hard work for you, you know? And If you can do that, and you can do that with a wee commission or something, then that's fantastic, okay? And you are, of course, going to be happy because you're going to have all these people day in, day out advertising for you. Now, let's do some numbers here. To produce that kind of video all you basically need is a wee bit of fancy software for your computer. You can pick up this software for about $50. The software that I use is called Camtasia. There are other versions, other screen recording packages available. But the cool thing about this is that you don't even really need to buy it, because normally you can get a free demo, and the demo normally lasts 30 days. So if you really and truly are starting from a budget of zero, get one of the free trials, use the software, make your little pitch, and then never use it again. So we're on a budget of zero, thank you very much. To get in touch with all of those, you know, other businesses in your field, again, zero. All you need is access to a search engine, and then you just need to get in touch with them. I'll be talking about how to do that in just a second. Hang with me. And then, when you've actually got your army, and that's what you're looking for, an entire legion of people out there selling your stuff, well, how much money is that going to cost you? Nothing at all. Nothing. Okay? Now, if you're worried about the whole discount thing that I'm talking about, if you're nervous about, you know, if you're thinking, geez, well, we are low cost. We're already selling these carpets for a rock bottom price. How can we possibly do discounts and give, you know, kickbacks to the painter and decorators? How can we do this? Well, my advice is simple. Increase your prices. Just increase your prices. It's as simple as that. Chances are the people who hire you will be glad you did anyway, you know. Let's face it, nobody wants to have cheap carpets, right? So just increase your prices. It's fine, and it'll give you that leeway that I'm talking about. Now, here's the magical bit. How do you get them to watch your video? If you've been following this show so far, you'll agree, I'm sure, that it's easy to find tons of businesses in a similar field to yours. Now, I'm giving the example of the carpet fitter. This works for anything, you know, pretty much anything. I was talking to a guy recently who owns a picture framing business. He has a shop, and he was talking about how can he get more customers into the shop and blah, blah, blah. And I was saying to him, look, your focus is all wrong. Forget about the customers. Focus on the people who are already talking to the customers. And he was like, well, look, I'm a picture framer. How can I do that? And I says, well, think about it. You're in a city with several universities. Every year, there's probably about 15,000 university graduates in this city from one university or another. And all of those people are being given degrees, you know, and they need them framed. So every year you have potentially 15,000 people in this neighborhood who are customers of yours. Why don't you, instead of putting adverts in the newspapers and all of that, why don't you do something intelligent? What if you hooked up with the photographers who are already talking to those people? Because what do people do when they've got degrees, you know, they get their photo taken and all that? Why don't you hook up with the photographers, get on board with them, get them to do the hard work, and you can just relax. How intelligent is this? Now, finishing up here. Pardon me. Finishing up here. How do we get them to watch our little video? How do you do that? Well, here is the technique. It does involve email, but don't worry, it's not going to be emails that are spammy. As a matter of fact, we will be using an email strategy the likes of which neither you or them have ever seen before. This is a really, really cool strategy that I invented, and I'm so happy to be passing it on right now. This is how you get attention from an email. Do you remember how I said that when you go on the web, you look at all those different businesses and you get in touch with them, okay? Now, a lot of those businesses, I dare say, you know, most of them will probably have contact us forms on their website. So if they have a contact us form, fantastic. That's even better, you know, than just a kind of cold email. So you want to be filling out those contact us forms. If they don't have a contact us form, we're just going to send an email. Now, what do you say? This is what you say. This is the one part of this whole show where I think it's probably good to take notes, okay? This is what you say. You say to them, "Hello there. I can see that your website has a dark green background, a picture of a paintbrush on the top left-hand side, and a big red headline which says, low-cost painting and decorating. My name is Blankety Blank, and I am a carpet fitter. I fit carpets for people in the neighbourhood. The reason I'm getting in touch is because I have a very important message for you. It's a video message that I have created for you. Please do take a moment to check it out. It's at www.blanketyblank.com. I hope to talk to you soon." End. Okay. Now, did you see how short and just, you know, that was a cool email. That was a fantastic email. Notice a few key points about that email. First of all, it was very, very short, right? Secondly, it didn't have any sales spiel in it at all. And thirdly, it was clearly an email that was designed specifically for that person. It wasn't some email that had been sent out to a million people. Now, that little introduction is the most important part of the email, okay? That little introduction, that's the hook that's going to get their attention. Believe me, no one is sending them those kind of emails, right? If they have a website, and, you know, in my mind, I'd visualize this green website, and someone says, "Your website, hello, your website has a picture of that, and it looks like this. I have a message for you." That is immediately going to get their attention, and it's also going to tell them that, look, you are not some faceless spammer. You're actually a human being who has taken the time to check out their website. And another wee dynamic it's going to have, which is kind of cool as well, it's a wee Brucey bonus, is that when they get someone, you see, when business owners actually have people checking out their website, I mean, sincerely looking at their site and giving them a wee bit of feedback, they love it, you know? So you're immediately setting off those wee kind of positive psychological triggers. Now, notice also that when you say, "Your website has blah, blah, blah," now all you're trying to do is just give them a, you know, a few features to qualify the fact that you are a human being, you know? You have looked at their site. So just pick out a few key features. Every website's got something, you know. So you could say, "Your website has a big orange stripe across the top and a headline which says blah, 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 and your logo is blah, blah, blah." So just a few wee key points, right? But here's an important thing. When you've said those points, you don't ruin the whole thing by saying, "Hey, I was just saying that to get your attention. Anyway, now that I've got your attention, I'll send you here." You know, you don't do that, okay? You just say the features and leave it hanging. Just leave it right there. Check out the message. I mean, if I emailed you, talked about your website, said, "Hello, if you had this email, your website has a, you know, a white background with a blue banner along the top, and a logo which is a picture of, I don't know, whatever. I have a message for you, a video message. It's over at blah blah." Would that get your attention? Of course it would get your attention. More than that, it would probably really mess with your mind. You'd be like, "I've got to see what this is all about." It's a very unusual message to get. Folks, there's just one more thing I want to say before I wrap this up. This entire strategy which I've just given you can be carried out with a budget of zero. You don't need any money at all to do this. That means that you have no excuse at all not to be brilliant at promoting your business on the web. You have no excuse. But the real magic of this system isn't the money or the lack thereof that's required. The real magic of this system, in my opinion, is the intelligence. Now, forgive me for being, what's the word, the phrase, self-congratulatory or something, but forgive me for sounding cocky, but I have to say this is a pretty intelligent strategy, because money aside, think about how much work this all requires. Let's count it up, okay? I hope I don't mess this up. I'm not very good at maths, but let's supposing you say to yourself, right, I'm going to get some screen recording software, maybe get a demo for a while, try it out and record a 2-3 minute message, no more than that. How long is that entire process going to take? Folks, I think it's reasonable to assume that you can do that in 1 hour. Fairly easy, you know, just get the screen recording software, get your microphone, a nice short 2-minute message. I think it's reasonable to assume you could do that in 1 hour. Next, how long does it take for you to find those other businesses who would be delighted to partner up with you? How long does that take? How much work? Well, folks, all it takes is a couple of searches on the search engine. So you can probably do that in about 2-3 minutes. It's dead easy. Now, when you get next stage, writing out a short message, a very short message which says, your site has blankety blank blank blank, I have personally had a look at your website and I have an important video message for you. Please visit blah 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 blah.com. I hope to hear from you. Regards, blah blah. Folks, I've just given you the email. Okay, how long does it take you to type out the words I have just said? 1 minute? 2 minutes? Okay, so that's us up to 1 hour and 5 minutes so far, right? 1 hour and 5 minutes, and we are doing just fine. We haven't spent a penny. Now, when you go through each of those websites and you click to see if they have a contact us form, if they have, they fill out the message. If not, you can check, they'll normally have an email address. When you get that, how long does it take for you to put your message in there and hit the send button? I speculate that it probably takes about 1 minute to do that. So that means that from a starting point of like, geez, what was it, 1 hour and 5 minutes or something like that, from that point onwards, it's just 1 minute per person. And every time you send this out, these things are like nuclear bombs, you know. It's not some spamming, crummy campaign. This is intelligent, it's well thought out, and you're going to get a great response, I think, anyway. So when you do that, it's just 1 minute per person. Now, if you were to send this out to 100 people, let's say, that means that you'd be taking 1 hour and 100 minutes. The whole thing would take about 2 hours and 45 minutes. In other words, it would be just a morning or an afternoon. You take your pick. So you can sit down for the morning or the afternoon, just nail this strategy, and then relax. That's intelligent marketing, people. That is intelligent marketing, and I'm so happy to be giving you this information. And the really cool thing about it is that once it's done, it's done. Can you imagine what it would be like having maybe 20, 30, 40 or 50 businesses out there day in, day out, and they're all promoting you? They're all selling your stuff? How cool would it be to let them worry about spending money in advertising and putting feet in the door and all of that stuff? This is going to be super cool, because once this is set up, you can basically relax, come back here, and I'll tell you some other cool stuff. Folks, it's been a pleasure and a privilege. Thank you so much for your time. I do give a shout out to Mark Cooper from London for looking after me last week. I was down in London. It was fantastic. Thanks also to my assistant, Mona Lee. She does a wonderful job helping me with this site, getting the shows out and what have you. This show is dedicated to Rebecca. Rebecca, I've just given you a killer strategy. You owe me one, and pass my regards on to Martin. Thanks a lot. I'll see you soon. Bye.